Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is going to be another scorcher of a day. We'll talk about just how high those temperatures climb and what it will feel like heading into the weekend coming up.
New information this morning about Senator Mitch McConnell's health scare at the Capitol. What witnesses say they saw at a D.C. airport days before his frightening freeze-up.
Gas prices are going up at a rate we haven't seen in more than a year. You're looking live now at the Shell on Six Forks Road in Raleigh, when experts say you could see some relief when you're filling up. Plus.
In swinging ball, headed down, tied at one. She did it, her end.
The U.S. women are still unbeaten in World Cup play, but they didn't get the result they wanted in their second game. What they need to do to advance after a draw against the Netherlands.
A lot of folks thought that would be a close one. It played out just like almost a final game. There was a lot of excitement there. We're glad you're with us here early on your Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hope.
And I'm Renee Chu. Yesterday was our hottest day of the year so far. 97 at RDU will probably match it today, and then the heat keeps climbing into the weekend. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what it's going to feel like.
Just plain hot and humid the next couple of days. It's going to be a good couple of days to just keep lots of water, the sunscreen if you're headed out, and find some shade here, because we're talking this feels like temperatures at 102 for us today, and they only go up from there. Heated advisory criteria is right about 105. And I think as we head into tomorrow, Saturday, again into Sunday, we could be talking multiple days of heat advisories and just plain dangerous heat. Where we sit right now, though, good morning to you in Durham, checking out that beautiful shot. Look at all of that kind of the haze there in the distance with the pink and the purple showing up with the sunrise this morning. Temperatures at the moment are not too bad, but they are warm for this time of the morning. We are nearly 80 degrees there in Raleigh and Durham, 73 in Goldsboro. We will, though, talk about any chances of rain to help cool us off here coming into the weekend, Brian, in just a few minutes.
All right, it is now 6:01, Anthony. We are watching a crash on the south side of downtown Raleigh near the split there at McDowell Street at South Saunders Street. Not seeing any big delays right now on McDowell Street, but look out for some police activity on South Saunders just off that intersection. Elsewhere around Wake County, we're looking fine. And as we take an early look at your major approaches into Durham, they're also clear. Out of West Raleigh on 40 westbound from Wade Avenue to 885, no delays right now. We're picking up only a one-minute slowdown on northbound 85 from Hillsboro toward 147.
Brian, thanks. A sheet store in Holly Springs is back open this morning after a bomb scare. Police arrested 50-year-old Norman Bray of Sneed's Ferry at the Sheets on Avent Ferry Road last night. They say he was acting suspiciously, and when they found his vehicle, it had hazardous materials and a suspected bomb inside. Officers evacuated the store and blocked off the parking lot until Raleigh police and the FBI could get there with the proper equipment needed for this situation. You can see the SUV in the video burned out and with the driver's side window smashed. Bray is facing charges, including possession of a weapon of mass destruction.
This happened quickly. Gasoline prices are suddenly surging, and new this morning, North Carolina prices at the pump jumped again overnight around 4 a.m. AAA released the new numbers that show the state average is now up 18 cents in just a week. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Raleigh, and this is something that drivers haven't encountered in more than a year, this price jump of this much. Kelsey.
Good morning. Over the past 3 days, we've seen the biggest overnight price jumps in over a year. Right now, we're at a Shell station on Six Forks Road in Raleigh, and gas here is $3.49 a gallon. That's right around the state average of $3.50 that AAA released earlier this morning. Average gas prices nationwide have spiked 11 cents in the last 72 hours. Drivers haven't experienced anything like this since last June. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says drivers should brace for even higher prices next month.
Hurricanes that target areas like Texas and Louisiana, that could cause prices to go up even more dramatically if there is a major hurricane that heads for those areas in August, which is really when the peak of hurricane season begins.
But there is some good news. DeHaan says that these prices should go down by October or November. Till then, you're going to have to find a bargain. All of this is a result of several issues like low supply, high demand, and refinery problems. If you're looking for the cheapest gas in your area, go to our website, WREL.com, and search Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
And more new data just released by AAA in the last couple hours shows the national average 371, North Carolina's 350, Raleigh's 351. So that's up 16 cents in the last week.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after someone shot at a woman's car while she was driving on Rock Quarry Road. The woman was able to pull her car into a Food Line parking lot at Rock Quarry and Battlebridge Roads. She was not hurt. Investigators say someone had shot several times into her car, including a bullet that went through her windshield.
Family and friends of a missing Moore County woman are demanding more information from the detectives who are looking for her. Dozens of people traveled on a bus from Moore County to Charlotte yesterday looking for answers about the disappearance of Alicia Watts. She was last seen July 16th as she went to Charlotte with her boyfriend to see a comedy show. The boyfriend was found unresponsive in her SUV in Anson County 2 days later. There was no sign of Watts, though. At a news conference in Charlotte yesterday, her loved ones say they feel authorities are leaving them in the dark.
Alicia, she's not just some missing person. She's an important person to all of us. She's a daughter. She's a sister. She's an aunt. She's a best friend. She's a business owner.
The Racial Justice Network helped organize yesterday's news conference. It says that if Charlotte-Mecklenburg police don't work with them, the group will start organizing its own search parties.
New this morning, we're learning Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recently fell at a D.C. airport days before yesterday's news conference freeze-up. Sources tell NBC News McConnell fell July 14th as he was getting off a plane at Reagan National Airport. They say he was not seriously hurt and was seen at the Capitol later that day. There are reports that McConnell also has recently been using a wheelchair as a precaution to get through crowded airports. Meanwhile, concerns are growing this morning after the 81-year-old froze while speaking Wednesday.
This week has been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
He was silent for 19 seconds. Some of his GOP colleagues then ushered him toward his office. McConnell returned to the podium a few minutes later to take more questions. He told reporters he was feeling fine. Earlier this year, McConnell sustained a concussion and a cracked rib after falling in Washington. He spent 6 weeks recovering.
This morning, the Wake Forest Fire Department is mourning the loss of one of its own. Firefighter Austin Smith died on Wednesday. He worked at the fire department since 2016. The department says he'll be remembered for his dedication and work ethic.
It's going to feel like the triple digits today, and people can find relief from the heat at cooling stations in Wake County. The county's Health and Human Services centers and regional centers will be open today and tomorrow. They will be open from 8:30 a.m. until 5:15 p.m. Public libraries will also be open today with air conditioning through Sunday during normal business hours.
U.S. women's march for a third straight World Cup hit a bit of a snag in their match against the Netherlands. The U.S. trailed 1-0 at half after giving up a goal early in the first half. But then Lindsey Horan got the Americans back in the game. This corner kick off the header right there in the back of the net tied it at 1. And that is how the match ended.
And here in the Live Center, we were following that Portugal-Vietnam game. And we've learned that Portugal did win 2-0 in that game. So I want to show you what that means. That means that Portugal now has 3 points. That's how many points you get when you win a game. Now, if the U.S. wins or ties against their game with Portugal that's coming up, that means the U.S. will advance. But if the U.S. loses, they would need Vietnam to beat the Netherlands. Otherwise, the U.S. will be eliminated. Of course, we are following all of the soccer action very closely for you. You can catch all the action over on Fox 50.
Try to keep your destiny in your own hands. I wouldn't count on that Vietnam-Netherlands game. Against Portugal for the U.S., they wrap up the group stage. That happens Tuesday morning at 3 a.m. You can watch it live on Fox 50.
GalaxyCon gets started today in Raleigh, giving fans a chance to meet celebrities from TV, movies, and more. Organizers say the ongoing strikes in Hollywood will change things, though. They say all celebrities who've been advertised for the convention will still appear to sign autographs and take photos with fans, but they will not be able to talk about their current projects nor other topics related to their work. Fans will also not be able to ask questions during panel discussions. GalaxyCon is happening today through Sunday at the Raleigh Convention Center. Don't be surprised when you see people dressed up in costume.
Coming up on 610 right now on your Thursday, tense moments as a man brings a gun into a busy mall food court. How an Army veteran who saw what was happening was able to stop that man in his tracks.
Also coming up, Jeff, the major search for an Arizona teen who vanished nearly 4 years ago came to a happy end. What we're learning from authorities in Montana and Arizona about the case of Alicia Navarro.
And it is certainly a warm start on this Thursday morning with temperatures nearly 80 degrees in some spots across our viewing area. I'll talk about who sees the feels like temperatures in the triple digits today coming up after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. It is 6:13 on this Thursday morning, where we continue to watch actually relatively minimal rain chances for us that will help to cool us off. I think as we head into Sunday and Monday, maybe a few spotty storms. But here's where we sit right now. There's that center of high pressure that really is just continuing to funnel in this heat and humidity for us today. Tomorrow into the weekend, we really just don't see any break from it. The pool is going to be a very good bet for us this afternoon. Just make sure to have lots of sunscreen. Those UV rays are going to be pretty high today. 97 at 3 o'clock, 90 degrees still at 7 o'clock this evening. Feeling, though, about 100 to 103. Not quite heat advisory criteria. That changes, though, for us into tomorrow. There are those rain chances relatively minimal here the next several days into the weekend.
All right, Anthony, now it is 6:13 as we take a look at traffic. Still have this crash on the south side of Central Raleigh near the South Saunders McDowell Street intersection. Still not seeing any delays on McDowell, but you could see some activity there on South Saunders Street very close to that intersection. I'm going to take you out to Apex for a live look at US 1 right around 1010 Road with that northbound traffic heading away from us, heading into Cary and Raleigh. We're not picking up any delays all the way to I-40. Renee?
Appreciate the updates, Brian. New developments this morning in the Cross Creek Mall shooting in Fayetteville. Police say they now have a man in custody. He's been identified as 51-year-old Michael Floyd. Investigators say he got into an argument with an employee in the food court Wednesday. Officers say Floyd eventually left, walked out, but came back with a gun. WRAL spoke to Army veteran Robert Williams, who witnessed the chaotic scene and even helped hold Floyd down.
Right when I saw that he was by himself and nobody else was around, I pulled my gun on him. I said, get on the ground. Let me see your hands. Get on the ground now.
Williams says that's when he was able to put his knees on the man's hands and hold him down. He says an officer eventually arrived and the man was put into a police cruiser. Fayetteville police confirmed Williams' account of what happened.
Police in Enfield are working to figure out how a two-year-old boy fell out of a second-story window. Investigators say it happened Tuesday night at the Carriage House Apartments. The two-year-old boy fell, and authorities say he was unconscious for several minutes. We're told he was taken to ECU North Hospital in Roanoke Rapids. As of right now, there's no word yet on if any charges will be filed.
An Arizona teen who ran away from her home 4 years ago is now safe. Police say Alicia Navarro, now 18 years old, showed up at a police station in Montana this week. She appears healthy, and her mother is calling her return a miracle. WRL's Ken Smith joins us now with what we know about this baffling case. Ken.
Yeah, this is a head-scratcher, Renee. Her disappearance was a mystery until it wasn't, and now she's reunited with her mother. Police say 4 years ago, in September 2019, when Alicia was just 14 years old, she wrote a note to her parents and left home. For 4 years, a major search that included the FBI, no one knew where she was or what happened to her. All police and her family now know is that she is home and she appears safe and healthy. Police say she's cooperative and apologetic about what she put her mother through.
Anyone who has missing loved ones, I want you to use this case as an example. that miracles do exist and never lose hope and always fight.
Every indication she's given us so far is that she willfully left her home, her own free will and choice. Now, the dynamics surrounding that decision are obviously something that we're looking into.
Well, Glendale police say Alicia is asking for privacy for her and her family. She's looking to move on from the last 4 years and build a life for herself. Now, again, this is an ongoing investigation. We'll, of course, monitor this story for any new developments. Jeff.
Damar Hamlin is getting ready to return to game action months after he suffered cardiac arrest on the field. Hamlin was a full practice participant yesterday, the first day of training camp for the Buffalo Bills. Team's head coach says Hamlin has their full support, but they are taking things one step at a time as he returns.
Happening today, a group of Duke experts plan to get more insight on the risks and impacts of the extreme heat we're facing. These scorching temperatures come as students return to the classroom across North Carolina. Today's event will include information on steps we can all take to manage heat dangers. The virtual meeting is set for 10 this morning.
6:17 is the time right now. And as we get over to the WRL Severe Weather Center right now, Anthony Baglione in for Elizabeth Gardner. You got a beautiful view there down at the beach. Certainly a beach day if you can find any kind of a break.
I'm thinking the beach is probably going to be very packed for us today into tomorrow and really the weekend. It's a gorgeous shot, though, there at Carolina Beach. Not a lot of people, of course, out quite yet because it is still early, but we see that sunrise, the kind of filtered colors there off in the distance. We here at home are still talking about a nice start to the morning, but it's just going to be hot. We're starting off right now. Temperatures mainly near 80, so it's warm. We're at 102, that feels like for us today. 107 into Friday, 110 on Saturday, and it really does not get better there into Sunday. When we see potentially some relief is early next week, Monday, Tuesday, even into Wednesday. That's when we get a front coming through. So we got a little bit of ways to go here before this all wraps up. We're at 78 right now in Raleigh, 78. Good morning to you in Durham, 76 in Fayetteville, 73 in Clinton. So it is warm. Not too bad, though. It's just muggy out there for us today. We see those actual air temperatures right about 97 this afternoon. It will feel probably 100 to about 103. So if you're out for any extended period of time, the pets, young children, just make sure to keep all of that in mind for us today. The pavement temperatures, by the way, and inside of the car just get, it's already going to be dangerously hot. It's just going to be very, very dangerous here in some of those spots. 90 degrees at 7 o'clock, 88 still at 8 o'clock this evening. So it's still going to be warm. We do not have a heat advisory in place for us today. I think that does change tomorrow and Saturday, and of course, potentially into Sunday. They do have excessive heat warnings in place right now in portions of St. Louis, south of Chicago. We're talking feels like temperatures up to 114 in that part of the country. So we're going to see these heat values continue to climb this weekend. If you want to head to the mountains here for tomorrow as we get ready to head into the weekend, still looking at low 90s there, Bryson City, Asheville, 85. In Boone. Isolated rain chances, really not a whole lot to talk about. The beaches as well into tomorrow. We're at 94 in Wilmington, 87 Wrightsville, 93 in Nag's Head. Just a small area here to watch in the tropics right now. 40% chance of development over the next 7 days. That wave is going to continue to push back to the west. We will continue to watch that. Here's where we are headed though. 98 on Friday, 99 Saturday, 95 Sunday. Definitely some big time heat here the next couple of days. We really don't see much relief and just isolated storms there, Brian, here as we head into really the extended forecast. So it is just going to be plain hot and humid. I'm hoping here for some relief as we get into next week.
Let's hope so. It is now 6:20, Anthony, as we take a look at traffic. Watching this crash with injuries on the south side of downtown Raleigh. This is on South Saunders Street, not too far from the McDowell Street split there. I'm not seeing any delays on McDowell Street. I think that's a smooth ride right now from the I-40 area where it is South Saunders Street up to where it splits off into downtown into McDowell Street. But on Saunders, near that intersection, you could see some delays. Elsewhere around the Triangle, our major routes are looking all right. Durham, you're all quiet this morning. Do want to check in on Cumberland County. Everything's moving along nicely in Fayetteville right now. But over in the Falcon area, we do have that road closure on Highway 82 near Stewart Road for some road repairs. Looks like that is going to be closed into next week, so expect a detour in that area.
Brian, thanks. Four teenagers are facing charges related to a shooting death in Durham, but none of those charges is for murder. Why the victim's mother says she is praying for those teens as she mourns her son.
Frightening moments in Clayton as a speeding truck barrels right into the wall of a tire shop. That crash sending employees scrambling for their lives.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll tell you what's trending when we come back.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Social media is filled with reaction this morning from around the world after the death of Sinead O'Connor.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, this is a really sad story from yesterday. Musicians, actors, and so many other people are sharing their grief. Jamie Lee Curtis shared a story about the time that she spent with Sinead O'Connor in Ireland, saying she loved her, her music, and her life. Also, the rock singer Bryan Adams, among the many stars who shared their memories of their time with her.
56 years of age, just too young. Wildly talented, the voice. Goodness, she had such a voice. And used her voice as well, to make some controversial stands throughout her career. But certainly she'll be remembered for that voice.
And the song Nothing Compares to You, iconic. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks remember that song.
Yeah, very talented songwriter as well. Mm-hmm. After the success of the Barbie movie, Mattel is bringing another doll to the big screen. A movie about Polly Pocket is in the works. Company's head says that Emily and Paris star Lily Collins will play the title character.
And Girls creator Lena Dunham will be directing this film. So it will center on a young girl who forms a friendship with a pocket-sized woman and will follow their adventures. Because of the strike in Hollywood, filming probably won't start until later this year, maybe early next year. But Polly Pockets, this came out when I was in college, so this was kind of after me, but it's a big
Pocket
thing.
My kids, when they were young,
were Polly Pocket fans.
One of their things, yeah. Brian, thanks.
Beyonce fans, listen up. There's a change to her upcoming show at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. She was originally scheduled to hit the stage at 7 p.m. for her show August 9th. That start time has been pushed back an hour to 8. This will be Beyonce's first concert in Charlotte in 10 years.
All right, speaking of music icons, Tupac's custom design ring is making headlines. It recently sold at auction for a record $1 million. The legendary rapper wore the gold ruby, diamond, and crown ring during his final public appearance at the MTV Video Music Awards. That was in 1996. The 25-year-old was shot and killed a few days after that.
Prices at the gas pump have been going up quickly in recent days. You're looking live at a gas station on Six Forks Road, $3.49 for a gallon of regular. What experts say is behind this hike and when the cost for you to fill up could level off.
And as we head into today, another day of dangerously hot temperatures, most of us topping out right about 97. It will feel even worse than that. I'll talk about that here in our weekend forecast coming up after the break.
And a live look now at the U.S. Capitol, where lawmakers are calling for more transparency about UFOs. What new testimony on Capitol Hill is revealing about what may be coming from outer space?